as with Leading in 2020 Vision this morning, we're going to say good morning to Jason Wilhite. Jason, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
All right. How are you guys?
Good. You have a good Thanksgiving?
It was a very happy Thanksgiving. I kept the gathering small, but okay. The immediate family and such, but it's just something that recommending. So
okay. So you didn't go out and have a wild invite a ton of people and then get busted then. Like some place happened over the weekend.
No, police action at the Wilhite household this year.
Okay. All right. That's good. One thing I did want to ask is that are you guys going to have legislative breakfast this year or not?
Well, I've been in contact with the legislatures. They're not sure if they're even allowed to meet in public or meet in a live event. And of course it would not be in Wesley Manor. So that's one of my goals this week is get that solidified if that's going to be a Zoom gathering or somewhere where we can distance appropriately, like, you know, maybe the hangar at the airport or Shoups or Arborwood, you know, somewhere that we can space out properly.
When do you hope to have that solidified by? You want to have it done this week or you want to have another week or two?
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to get it done this week. We're still waiting on two other legislators' opinion. I've got two. Brian and Heath, they let me know what they thought, and then I'm going to get, I forgot who Jim, it's not going to be Jim Buck next year. I'll have to look that up,
okay.
But Don Leahy, I'm getting his opinion as
right.
well.
Okay, all right. How much has COVID changed everything for you guys this year?
Well, it definitely has changed, you know, the co-working space a little bit. We've lost a few people that are working from home. Now and maybe a little wary of public space, even though we do, you know, sanitize a couple, three times a day. Brandy helps manage the meeting spaces, so when they're not in use, they're sanitized after, before and after every use. For membership, we won't know until the dues statements start coming back in. We sent all of our dues out a couple weeks ago, and the response has been very positive so far. But we'll see because, you know, when it comes to priority of expenses, you know, insurance, rent, you know, things like that's higher than membership, unfortunately. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, listening to the state chamber, you know, this is going to be a very trying year, you know, for the entire state, not just Clinton County.
Okay. What are you going to try and get done the rest of this year and maybe a point or two for 2021?
Well, just keep shopping local. From the word we've got on some of our small vendors, they had a good Saturday.
Good.
That was Shop Small Saturday, but that's not enough. We've got to keep doing it, not just through Christmas, but through 2021 and beyond. These are the businesses and the owners and the folks that support Little League and Coach Kids and United Way for Clinton County and Camp Colum. You know, these are the businesses that donate the $100, the $1,000 or more. Amazon has a great service, but they're not going to support local initiatives. So give the locals a chance. Go in. You know, a lot of times they can price match, and a lot of times they have items that you never knew existed.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you can't use something right now, buy a gift card and give it to a loved one or keep it for yourself. Several businesses run a little bit of a special for gift cards where if you buy a certain amount, you get a little bit extra. Or it's also just a unique gift and something, you know, you can even keep retreat in the country or, you know, over the back fence. Anyone like that, that would be able to you'd be able to get that gift card from and use it for yourself later even.
How long do those gift cards usually last?
I think indefinitely. Didn't they pass a law in the last couple of years that really kind of frown upon them reducing the percentages that it's worth? So check with the retailer, but a lot of times it's good for as long as they're open.
All right. So is your guy's card that you put that you were selling earlier this year, the thing's still going strong?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, they'll expire in December, December 31st. But we're looking to do a phase two. We've had a lot of other businesses that are like, hey, we didn't know you were doing this. And they want to be involved in it. So we're going to open that back up and start that process probably towards the middle of December and get another group of vendors. And some of the ones that are on there will probably stay, but we may add on and even add more value.
How many do you want to keep the same amount you had on this one, or you want to change it a little bit?
Oh, the $5? $5 we think is an appropriate number, just because no matter what the value is, if it's $1,000, if you use it weekly or whatever, we just take that money and we bought the billboards. We had four rotating billboards, at advertising, shop local and buying the card and utilizing at those businesses. But yeah, it was a nice little injection of revenue that we can put right into advertising.
How many vendors, individual vendors, did you have on that card of yours? I can't remember. I think I want to say
17, 20. I do believe.
Well, I thought you had a little more than that. So I
could... 7 or maybe 21. I have one in my wallet. But
don't worry about
just
it.
Keep the radio show flowing. Yeah. We had almost 24.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And we hope to have even more in phase two. Just keep making sure people, it puts it in the front of the mind to support local business.
Right.
And I hate that. That's something that the Chamber and Main Street, has done really well is to try to promote those small businesses. But I think it's opening up the eyes of more people now. Unfortunately, it's in a pandemic, but hopefully they vote with their wallet.
Right.
And,
that's right.
Hopefully those are positive.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope. Just everyone be safe. If a vendor or a shop or restaurant, they ask for you to wear that mask going in until you get seated, please do so. A lot of times it's not their choice. They're telling you what they have been told.
I saw a little incident that happened over the weekend where it happened to me. I'm not going to say where, but it was kind of interesting to see how it transpired. So.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's the higher ups telling them, or the state government or the health department or so, just do what the vendors are requesting you to do and get your items and have them a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas.
Okay, Jason, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. You guys stay safe down there, and we'll talk to you later on. Okay.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason. Take care.
Bye bye.
That was Jason Wilhine of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce on our Leading with 2020 Vision. Sponsored with both the Chamber and WILO.